start out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you. We exalt you, and we bless your holy name. Lord, may your name always be glorified, always be magnified here, Lord, in your house. May you receive, Lord, all the glory and praise. Lord, we love you. And we ask, Lord, as time goes by day, hour by hour, that we would yearn, Lord, to grow closer to you, Lord. Lord, in this series of spiritual growth that we're talking about for the next couple of weeks, may everything, Lord, said be taken in, Lord, gladly. May we, Lord, act on what we hear. May we just not be hearers of the word, but also doers, Lord, of the word. May we all strive day by day to this goal, Father, for us to spiritually grow in you. Thank you, Lord, for abiding in us. Thank you so much, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. So were all of us here last Tuesday? Most of us were? Yep. Okay. Great. We are discussing the topic of spiritual growth. And it has tied into a lot of the things that I have already been talking about for a little while on the Wednesday night services and on the Sunday evening services. And a lot of it carries the same theme on things that we must do. But ultimately, every single one of us should want to grow spiritually. At least I would hope so. And the way that I started last week was that spiritual growth is a choice that every single one of us makes. You have to want it. You have to choose it. That is the basis of everything. It's a choice. And it just doesn't happen. Just as a healthy physical life is one that grows, the same is also for spiritual, is one of the things that I covered. A healthy spiritual life is also a process of growth. And here the key word that I'm using right now in this last statement is process. It's not instantaneous. It's not by a snap of a finger. It's a process just like your physical body. And unfortunately, and I wish it would not be so, there are a lot of believers, there are a lot of Christians who don't spiritually grow. They don't develop. And this is what we're trying to avoid in this little mini-series that I'm going to be sharing with you throughout the next week or couple of weeks, is the topic of spiritual growth, because I really, really don't want for us to always remain right here. You don't want to be steady. You don't want to be neutral. You don't want to be lukewarm. Either you're cold or you're hot. Okay? But when you're right here, it's like yuck. Like my niece said, it's like yuck. And you don't want to stay there. And we don't want to be categorized as one of those who are always the same. We never develop. We never move forward. We don't grow. We don't learn. We just go along with the flow. Many have been believers for many, many years with little to no improvement whatsoever. And one of the things that I talked about is how useful one person can be in the kingdom of God. The Bible instructs us that we should bear fruits, right? And if we're not bearing fruits, then can I politely say that we are useless for the Lord? Would you be offended by that terminology? Please don't take me the wrong way. I've said this for a couple of months now, maybe a few by now, since last year, that there's always something for a person to do in the body of Christ. Always. It could be something very, very small, very, very minute. You don't have to prepare a 1 hour long sermon. Okay? You don't have to prepare a little mini series, you know? You don't have to hop on a plane and go somewhere very far away, secluded. No. There is always something for us to do. There is a brother who just recently came and dumped on us an abundance of bread. He didn't have to do that. I don't even know who this brother is, to be honest with you. I don't know who he is. I know he comes here from time to time. And I'm sure if he's pointing out, then I'll know who he is. But I don't know who he is. But right. But the Lord knows. And you know how many people were blessed this past Sunday morning? All of us were here. I think all of us were here Sunday morning with the Sunday morning service. Well, if in case you weren't, up against the wall, potentially when you walked in, you saw all those trays sitting, the brown trays on the side. They were stacked 2-3 high, filled with bread along the wall. And there were more even in the beginning of the week because people helped themselves on Tuesday and Wednesday. Not Tuesday morning, but
Saturday.
Was it Saturday?
Saturday.
It wasn't here Wednesday?
It came Friday.
Friday? Okay. It was Saturday. So for the most part, it was still 2-3 stack high. And by the time Sunday morning service was over and everybody was gone, so was the bread. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
We just fresh enough.
We have some more?
Fresh bread.
Well, guess what? You're in for a treat. You're getting spiritual manna today and physical manna. How about that? I mean, what a blessing that is. You know, that's a good feeling that you have when you have someone who blesses you.
Amen.
You know, this is an act of kindness.
Yes.
This is good works. Amen. This is good deeds. You know, the brother is not here, you know, playing his trumpet over there, beating on his drum, and asking, hey, anybody who wants bread, you know, has a neon sign pointing right there. No. This is good works. And this brother, I don't know if he witnesses to people. I don't know if he shares sermons, and I don't know if he goes visit the sick at the hospital or any of the above. But this I do know. He's blessed me with my breakfast this morning. I had great potato egg sandwich or potato bread today. I love potato bread. Potato breads. Oh, what's better than potato bread? Mm. But nonetheless, do you see the point that I'm trying to make? There is always something that we could do that will bless God, that will bless the fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, that will bless an unbeliever. We should be blessings to the Lord. The Lord is a God of love, and this is an act of love. Classic situation. And unfortunately, there are people in the body of Christ that don't grow. They don't develop. And in another sermon, I'll emphasize on my reasons to why. A lot of it has to do also with the mind, with the thought process and how you think. I talked briefly about it on Sunday morning with the renewal of your mind. And I really, really want to talk about it some more because this is something that fascinates me. It's the human mind and how we think in relationships to how we see religion, or in our particular case, a belief, the belief in our God. But back to the main topic, An illustration that I used last week was a stagnant pool of water. And when a pool of water just remains there, yucky things happen, I should say. Allergy grows and it turns yucky and green. And mosquitoes come, yes, insects. Sometimes it has a pungent smell. Not very nice. And this is what we don't want to happen. And this is why I say that spiritual growth is a choice that we make. This is how I want to introduce today's sermon. And I want you to know, before we go any further, before we really start diving on the Word, I need every single one of us to realize that it's a personal choice. You can come and you could hear the Word. You could hear the preaching. You could take notes. You could agree or disagree. But then again, you could agree with everything that you hear. But then do nothing about it afterwards. Then totally forget about it. As earlier mentioned, hearers of the Word, but not doers of the Word. We could be that. And this is why I'm strongly putting emphasis on this topic, on this matter, on this subject, that it is a choice that you have to actively make. It doesn't happen just by default. Last week I also mentioned that the humanly body, our earthly body, grows naturally. It will grow. It will develop for X amount of years. You know, up until 16 years old, 17 years old, or 18 years old. Some people continue to grow in their early 20s, but that's on rare occasions, you know, seldom. But then it stops. There's a period that you grow. Well, that doesn't automatically happen in your spiritual life. Last week I mentioned that some people think that because they go to church or have been going to church for so many years that they are spiritually mature. And that's not the case. Your spirit man doesn't just grow by default. You have to make a choice to actively nourish it, actively exercise your faith in growth. Spiritual growth, like emotional maturity, occurs only when we choose to grow it. If we do not make that choice, and most importantly, if we don't stick to it, there will be no spiritual growth. Amen. Now, there were two things that I talked about last week. And I'm going to just briefly skim over it, and then we're going to pick up where we left off. Spiritual growth is a choice that is commanded by our God. Our Lord commanded us to do that. This command is implicitly stated in what we call the Great Commission. The Lord our God instructed us for us to bear fruit, for us to grow in His Word. And spiritual growth is a choice that requires diligence. You have to be diligent with it. You have to stick with it. You have to continue on growing. And what I want to talk about today, where I want to pick up, is spiritual growth is a choice that is assisted by the Lord. It's assisted by God. Did you know that? We are not alone in our efforts for spiritual growth. The Lord just doesn't tell us to grow and do all of this and then just leaves us hanging. Not at all. While we work at our salvation, the Lord God is at work inside of you every single day. Don't think that you're just left alone. He is constantly working in us, constantly ministering to us, speaking to us. Now, it's a matter of yourself, of you, to discern His voice. I'll share something with you right now. There has been more than two times, a few times, that it was said to me that the Lord speaks to me. But I had no idea. And you know how natural it is for you to get upset at that? And do you know what I used to say? Actually, I've said it once or twice. But I used to think this all the time. How is it that the Lord is speaking to you, but you don't hear? Is that really speaking? Is He really speaking? How can you say that He is speaking to me, but I'm not getting it? I don't hear it. I can't discern it. So then ultimately the next question should be, is it God's fault? It's never God's fault. I could guarantee you that. It's never God's fault. But how many times has the Lord spoken to me? And this is before I started in the ministry full time. I was seeking God and seeking the Lord and seeking the Lord day and night. Well, not day and night. It could have been day and night, but it used to be mainly be nights, because in daytime I'd be working. No, anyways. But I used to actively ask the Lord, Lord, come on, Lord. Let's go, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Come on, Lord. And the Lord would say to the man of God, I speak to him. I speak to him quite frequently. And then it was just left at that. One time the Lord said that the reason why I don't hear His voice or I cannot discern is due to pride. Pride. I almost hit the floor. Because that's one thing that I know that the Lord detests. And it's one thing that I work on to always keep under control. But there was something that was hindering the Spirit of God and the connection right there that I had no idea. And later on, I came to find out what it was. And I had to ask the Lord forgiveness. And since I've done that, things have changed. But ultimately, what I'm trying to say here is that while you are working on developing yourself, the Lord is working inside of you. He doesn't leave you alone. And this is why you have to remain diligent. This is why you have to pursue to grow. It's not an aimless effort. Brother Harry, I don't have this in the list. Can you put something up for me, please? Can I have Philippians 2? And you're welcome to turn it to the page. Philippians chapter 2. Verses 12 and 13, if you could put it together, please, in the New King James. Thank you, sir. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Nothing else. Take away the pride. Take away the spirit of religiosity. Take away what you think, okay? Submit yourself to the Lord with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. The Lord is faithful. He is just. And He will never leave us hanging. So, back to what I was saying earlier. Is it God's fault that you cannot discern His voice or hear from Him? Or are not able to discern when He speaks to you in your dreams? He speaks to every single one of us in our dreams in here. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Every single one of you here who have given your life to the Lord, who fear God, who go after Him, He visits you in your dreams. The Bible says that. But it's not His fault if we're not connected with Him. It's not. The Lord our God desires to complete the work He started when He saved you and I. Did you know that there is a mission for every single one of us from the time we were born to accomplish? Every single one of us. The Lord our God, before time began, has set in place right here, this is what such and such is supposed to do. John Doe is supposed to go from A to Z this way. Okay? Sister Macaroni, right here. For short, we're going to call her Sister Mac. Sister Mac, from the time she was born to the time that she comes to me, this is what she's supposed to do. And our goal is for one day to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You know, for everything that the Lord has implanted in us, the talents that He has given you, the gifts that He has given you, for you to not just bury it under the sand, but for you to have it be prosperous, multiply, grow. These are the things that the Lord has set for you and I since the beginning of time. But we can't achieve that if we're blocked, mentally blocked, spiritually blocked, emotionally blocked. Do you understand? If we don't grow, if we don't develop. Can I please have Philippians 1:6? Being confident in this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. You see that? Now, as I always say, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. And He's not going to force anything on us that we don't want to do. And after all, we are not robots. We have free will. We have a choice to make. This is one of the most beautiful things that I have seen from mankind. Is the thought, is knowing the element of free will. That we freely accept salvation. That we willingly go after the Lord. I could just imagine how ecstatic the Lord is when we decide to do what we need to do. Because the angels take orders. The angels are borderline robots, in my opinion. This is when I think about it. I mean, I don't hold me to it, but when I think about angels, I think about beings that don't have the same free will that you and I have. You know. But we are children of God with free will, something that the Lord has created, so we can go and worship Him and develop and love Him, work for Him. And everything else in between. We are strengthened by God in our efforts, in what we do. And He strengthened us by His Spirit in our inner man. And where it talks about that is Ephesians 3:16. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. You see that? This is what I strive through every single day. And it's a journey. It's to strengthen my inner man with might. And my wish is that for every single one of us here, to do the same. If every single one of us collectively in one accord would work towards this goal, I mean, this building would be jumping. It really would. I'm trying to paint a picture here, a scenario, so that we could be fired up for God. For us not to be stagnant. He empowers us with unimaginable power inside of us. Things that we could, that is beyond our imagination. He provides the armor to stand strong in the power of His might when bad time comes. Lately, I've been talking about continence, being down, being discouraged. He provides us with the armor against all of this because the Bible says life is not going to be peaches and cream. Many are going to be the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord delivers out of them all, every single one of them. And here's how He equips every single one of us in Ephesians 6 from verses 10 through 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The Lord has provided every single one of us with everything that we need to grow, to develop, to fight, to stand strong, to not be defeated. It's 100% up to us to act on it, to receive it, instead of just sitting there and doing nothing. Instead of not doing a thing. Instead of just what I commonly say, punching in your time clock and then punching out. It's more than that. There is no excuse not to grow. For the Lord our God, He has promised to strengthen us. With God as our aid, spiritual growth is possible. And this is not just mediocre growth, but spiritual growth beyond what limits we might think that would hinder us at all. Now, finally, I would like for us to remember one more thing. It leads on to my next topic here. Spiritual growth is a choice that is blessed by God. What I just finished talking about is what's assisted by God. And I gave you all the verses that speaks about the Lord assisting you to reach that goal. And now it is something that is blessed by the Lord our God. The blessings begin in this life that we live in right now. 2 Peter 3:18, please. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a commandment right there. To Him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Grow. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Savior. Here, we have to grow in the knowledge of our God. Without that, who are we? As we grow, we experience the blessing of the grace in which we stand, such as peace with God, rejoicing in hope. And that's specifically mentioned in Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. When we grow, we experience the blessings of added virtue, knowledge on our God, self-control to our faith in between so many things, such as a victorious life in which we do not stumble across. Now, indeed, it is spiritual growth that ensures an abundant life now in the Lord Jesus. Spiritual growth. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The way that we can have abundant life is through spiritual growth. The blessings continue into the life to come. We will experience, did you know, an abundance entrance into the everlasting kingdom when we go meet the Lord? I mean, oftentimes when you think about entering heaven, we think about the pearly gates, about a big gate opening up. Some people have described it being this way and then that way. But this is how Peter says it. 2 Peter 1:11. So for an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I have been talking about works in our Wednesday evening services. I've already shared two services already, and I'm going to continue with tomorrow, and it might go into next week also. It takes effort for us to spiritually grow. And equally, it takes labor. It takes work. You know, when we are heavily involved with the things of God, we automatically grow in so many ways, more than one. And did you know that our labor and our work will follow us when we move from this life? If you are not working, if you are not growing, if you are not developing, if you are not being fruitful, then you are stagnant. That's when you are lukewarm. This is when you're not being fruitful and you're not developing. And this is one of the things that you really, really want to avoid. Pay attention for the last 2 weeks on the Wednesday night sermon. If in case you're not able to come on Wednesday nights, listen to the podcast. And it goes into detail and explanation about the ties of salvation and works and how those two are closely linked together. But understand one thing. That our works does not save us. It's been brought to my attention the very first sermon that I did not emphasize that aspect of things enough when I should have. I should have made things more clear. Our works does not grant us salvation. There are many people who do so many great deeds and so many great things, but they don't have the fear of the Lord. They don't want to obey His commandments. But when we are in the vine, when we are under the Lord's supervision, when we give our lives to Him, He requires certain things of us that we must do. And it's part of what ties into today's topic, spiritual growth. You have to actively do something. You just don't proclaim Jesus is Lord and then poof, that's it. You have to do other things too. And knowing this, 100%, this should be a feel-good verse for every single one of us who have done labor for the Lord, who has done work for the Lord. It will follow you to the next life. As read, and I've recently read this verse, it's Revelation 14:13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from what? Their labors. And their works will do what? They will follow you. When we are in this life, We need to actively be conscious to always, always be busy and not just stagnant and not just be hearers and not do anything. This is not just for me. This verse here is not just for co-pastor. It's not just for the elders or the deacons, the evangelists, the Sunday school teachers. It's not just for them. It's also for you, for every single one of us. At the very least, we know that our labor will not be in vain. Absolutely not. Can I please have 1 Corinthians 15:58? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. There's a promise for you. And let's just see here. I'm going to briefly talk to you about a particular topic. I don't want you to forget anything that I was spoken about today. Actually, I'll leave it for next week. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about next week. Next Tuesday? We'd have a next desk. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, lend me your ears for 10 minutes. Okay? Are we ready?
Yes.
Do we need to stand a little bit? Blood circulation? No, we're good? I want to talk about warning against the wrong kind of growth. What is the wrong kind of growth? And we've been talking about growth this entire time for the last 2 weeks. But the wrong kind of growth is not just any growth. And also know one thing. Not all growth are good. And we need to be mindful of that. Did you know that the heart of some can grow dull, as the Bible says it, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. For the heart of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that what? Oh man. So that I should heal them. In the next couple of sermons, or services, I should say, I will be bringing this verse up. Right there. And this is where I strongly believe that a lot of times our breakthrough, our development, our healing starts with the mind. Right here. For example, use some examples, Pastor. Unforgiveness is a common one. Unforgiveness. They have closed their eyes, their spiritual eyes, and closed their hearts and closed their ears to any sort of counseling whatsoever, to let go of the past, to let go of the current situation. That the Lord right now is saying, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and then turn. You see there? There's a huge connection in the things that should not grow inside of you. And what I'm talking about now is bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, hatred, but resentment is huge. Self-justification, better than thou attitude.
Self-worth.
Self-righteousness. Thank you, sister. It was right here on the tip of my tongue. Thank you. All of these things could be summarized in things that fall under the category of their hearts growing dull. Things that should not grow inside of us. Because you could have accepted everything that I said for the last 2 weeks, including today. But if your heart is dull, it's like nothing. If your heart is not a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone, it's nothing. It's all in vain. The love of many has grown cold, as mentioned in Matthew 24:12. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Did you know that there is the danger of growing weary of doing good? Now, I'm kind of shifting the subject just a little bit. But ultimately, now I'm focusing on things that should not happen. And be aware of these things. Galatians 6:9, please. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. A lot of folks will evangelize and they will preach and they will pass tracts, but they also want to see the fruits of their labor. They want to see more people come in through the front doors. They want to see the attendance grow. And they want to see so many different things, and sometimes they don't. But we have to remain planted and firm that everything that we do is for the Lord. And sometimes we never see. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But our job is not to play the role of the Holy Spirit. We do what we do, we plant the seed, and the Holy Spirit flourishes and it grows. But don't worry. Don't grow weary while doing good works. Because you will be blessed in due time. You will be blessed, even if you might not see it. And if this is not enough, another verse to back this up, 2 Thessalonians 3:13, please. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good works. Just don't do it. Be perseverant, steadfast, remain, don't give up. There is a possibility of growing corrupt according to the deceitful lust that is in the flesh, something else that we need to avoid. Ephesians 4:22. That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. There are those who grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Like the growth of a cancerous cell, the wrong growth can be deadly. And I'm going to emphasize both spiritually deadly and physically deadly too. It applies to both. The growth that is in you, is it a deadly growth, creating dull hearts, love that is cold, weariness of doing good, or even moral corruption? Or is it a vibrant kind of growth in which we are abundant in love, in joy, and peace, being faithful and fruitful for our Lord Jesus Christ? Right now, we should self-analyze to find out what is growing inside of us. The one kind of growth is often the result of one thing, and it is the thing that I talked about in the beginning opening of this service, of this sermon right now, and that is neglect. Neglect is the wrong kind of growth. And this is what we should not do. And the other kind of growth comes only when we make the right choices. If we desire to experience the blessings of the right kind of growth, then never forget that spiritual growth is a choice. It's 100% a choice. To wrap things up now, we have been talking about spiritual growth and the kind of growth that is commanded by our God that requires diligent effort, that not only is it assisted by God, but it is also blessed by God if we choose to do so. And it is the kind of growth that Peter mentions as he closed his epistle in 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. What kind of growth is taking place in your spiritual life right now? Please think about it. Please consider it. Give it some thought, and serious thought. What kind of growth is taking place in your spiritual life this very moment? Each of us must give an answer. We must. We cannot avoid it. Are you making the right choice today and every single day? Are you making that choice? Spiritual growth is a choice. Let us not neglect it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.